Today is Wednesday, April 22nd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Oh my God, you guys. I called my mom, and I said, Mom, we think we found our house. We want you to look at it. And she goes, it sounds like you found your new house. So apparently, when we found our new house, my tone is different. I don't know. I've been so depressed about this house hunt, and literally, it's only been like 3 weeks, maybe a month at most, that we've been looking at houses. And so we looked at 4 houses today after work. Interestingly, you know, Mark and I found all 4 of these and we gave them to the realtor. And then isn't that the way it always works? You get excited and the realtor, you know, is not sending you houses fast enough. And you're like on Zillow, like every hour on the hour. And as soon as a new house gets posted there, you're sending it to your realtor and then they make the commission. But anyway, so we looked at one house and it was in a really good location, or what we thought was the perfect location. It had a nice size yard. It backed up against some trees. And so there was, you know, there were no houses behind it, but it was a 2015 house and it looked lived in. I know that's only 5 years old, but I think I really like new, like brand new, state of the art, brand spanking new, you know, I think that's what I like. And so, you know, it had everything. It checked all the boxes, every box. It was in a good location. It was near the highway. It was near my work. It had privacy in the backyard. It had an open floor plan between the living room and the kitchen. It had, you know, white cabinets, which is really important for us. It had a room that would be a perfect studio. It had an office for Mark, yada, yada. But we just didn't get a wow feeling when we went in. We just didn't. There would be things that we would want to update, and we just didn't get a wow feeling. And so, well, we had 4 on the list, and so we looked at it. We went to another one, and it was a new construction, but it said it was supposed to be finished on April 15th, but we got there, and it wasn't anywhere near finished. And it's been raining today, so they hadn't even poured the concrete for the driveway yet. And it was muddy and we didn't even want to go in. And so we skipped that one. We went to another one. It ended up not being 2 stories, and I really want a 2-story house. And so I don't know why. I just really like to have an upper floor, but regardless. Anyway, so then we had this other one that was the furthest away, and we thought, oh, this won't be. Probably won't be, but it had a really nice master bathroom in the photos. And so we go there, and I didn't realize this about myself, but I'm really digging. In Arkansas, we have some really pretty areas that are really rolling hills and green and lots of trees and fields and creeks and like all this kind of stuff. And, you know, I mean, where I live is the most, other than Little Rock, which is very violent and lots of crime and stuff. But other than Little Rock, I live in the most city-fied area of Arkansas. But you can drive, you know, 10 minutes out of the downtown areas and you can get into some really like countryside looking places. And so we're driving and I'm seeing rolling hills and trees and there are cows. I know this is going to be funny to some people, but I was like, it felt so like fresh and open and clean and just so nice. And I was like, oh my God, I thought I was a city boy and here I am really loving this country. And Mark doesn't like cows, so it's not a thing for him, but he likes trees and stuff like that. So we get to the house and it's in a newer housing development, but they're really big, like mansion looking homes as you drive up to this house. And it doesn't look like a mansion. It looks like just a normal size house. There have been a couple that we looked at that were really grand, like the front of them were really grand. It's just got a really clean kind of grayish white brick with a black trim, with black garage doors and stuff like that. And the outside is pretty nondescript. I mean, it's pretty, you know, clean and just simple. It's not huge. Like, it doesn't look like a big mansion or anything like that. And then you go in and it's just got a lot of, it's brand new. It's a brand new, nobody's lived there. It's a new construction, but it's finished. So we would be able to sign papers, and we don't need to move until the end of June, but we could go ahead and do the closing process and close like the beginning of June and then have a few weeks to move in. And anyway, and it's got a gourmet kitchen that's completely open to the living room. The living room has a raised ceiling with nice beams, and everything is white and clean. It has hardwood floors, dark hardwood floors. They are engineered, but you can't get everything you want. I mean, they're not like, they are engineered hardwood flooring, but they look really nice. And it's got 5 bedrooms, but one of them would be my studio. And the cool thing is, well, the kitchen is amazing. It's got a gas stove. It's got an oven and a microwave that are not part of the stove, so it's separate. It's got a dishwasher. It's got a gourmet, like, stainless steel, what do they call it? Like a farmer's sink. It's got quartz countertop. I don't know if they're granite or quartz, but some kind of stone countertops that are a light color. And all the cabinets are that soft close where you close it, but then it doesn't slam. It kind of slowly, you know, closes. And the backyard is a really big backyard. I mean, it's plain. There are no trees in the backyard. I guess that would be one downside, is the area that it's in is very hilly and tree-filled and stuff like that. But this is a new development that they've put in, and the yard doesn't have any trees in it. But we could have some trees planted. And the fence is good enough that it would give us privacy. And it's a big, we could put in a pool someday if we want, because it's a big enough yard for that. And there's a upstairs, but there's only one room upstairs. There's one room with a bathroom, and that would be my studio. So it would be on the second floor. It's a big room. It's really, you know, it's a really nice room with a nice bathroom and a walk-in closet. So I could keep all my equipment in the walk-in closet, all my extra speakers, all the Pride 48 stuff, all that could go in that walk-in closet. It's a huge closet. It almost, if you weren't going to use it for a studio, it almost could be like an apartment for, you know, for a mother-in-law apartment or something. And anyway, so it could almost be a second master, except the bathroom's not quite big enough. But anyway, so then the master bedroom is a nice size room, but the amazing thing about this house is the master bathroom. You go into the master bathroom and it's got a really nice double sink with, you know, granite countertops, or I don't know what stone it is, but stone countertops. But then you look and there is this huge shower. I mean, massive. I mean, it's like the size of the room. It goes all the way back. And there are double shower heads. And at the very end of the shower, there's a freestanding, really nice white tub in the shower. So it's all this big enclosed stoned tiled area. It's amazing. It's so nice. And there's a huge walk-in closet for the master. I mean, a massive walk-in closet. And the walk-in closet has a door that goes directly into the laundry room. So you can just go directly from your walk-in closet to the laundry. You guys, I know you're really tired of homes, but, or hearing about homes, but if we buy this one tomorrow, then you're going to stop hearing about a home hunt. I'll put a photo just of the bathroom on the Twitter for this episode. And, so you guys can see. And anyway, it's right, just a smidge under our budget, like maybe $500 under our max budget. So it fits in with the budget. It's not over. And it's close enough to the highway. Mark doesn't love the location, but he loves the house. I've never seen this kind of reaction from Mark before. I was wondering if I was going to get a reaction. After we were in that house for about 5 minutes, he was like, "I see this as my home." And, okay, let's make an offer, you know, so we both loved it. And, So we're, I have to take my parents because I can't make a decision without my parents seeing, you know, helping. So we're going to take them tomorrow. And assuming they don't find anything wrong with it. I know that sounds, I'm a 41-year-old man, but I don't know. I just want reassurances that, you know, I mean, it's a big purchase, right? We're going to, I think we're going to go ahead and make an offer on it tomorrow. And yeah, we'll be homeowners before long. So, all right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.